You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Selena at si Matthew at ating pag-uusapan ng muli ang melodrama Random Melbourne at congratulations nominee sa lalapit na Famous Awards.
Yes, nominated for Most Outstanding Score at the 67th FAMAS Award in the Philippines. Very excited, very honored to get that nomination for Melodrama Random Melbourne.
Galing. And congratulations to Fergus
Cronkite. Yes, he's actually, his name is actually Andrew Tran. He's absolutely amazing, childhood friend of mine. But Andrew is the actual reason we got that nom because his music is what's up for the award.
And he's very publicity shy, if I'm not mistaken.
Not a single photo of him exists because even if you ask from him, he'll cover his face. Isn't that right, Selena?
Yeah, it's an interesting mark of the artist, I feel.
So he likes to remain anonymous and mysterious.
Unlike Selena, who is the writer, lead actress in Melodrama Random Melbourne.
Some were made for in front and someone may fall behind the screen. I don't know. I think you choose. And sometimes you try and do both.
Yes, that is true.
Well, this obviously aired in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And since we spoke, you were just about to screen in the Philippines, if I'm not mistaken, the last time we had this conversation. What was it like? Were you there for the screenings?
Yes. The Philippines has been really amazing with Melodrama Random Melbourne in particular, screening at the Sinag Maynila Film Festival last year, taking Best Original Score for Fergus Cronkite, a.k.a. Andrew Tran, again, last time at Brillante Mendoza and a Solar Picture and Wilson Tieng's festival, Sinag Maynila. Really honoured that happened. And then it got good reviews in Rapala. Ogs Cruz gave it an honourable mention on the top 12 Filipino best films of 2018, which went up in Rapala very recently, a few months back, and I was shocked. So yeah, just having such a response from the Filipino community has been quite encouraging. What do you think, Selena?
Well, yeah, it's really nice, actually. Obviously because the Filipino community is so supportive of us, and it's just really nice to be able to acknowledge that within us, that you know that we are part of that community
in the Philippines
which is
did they see you like someone from the outside or just a you know how people say, oh, you grew up overseas so you're not really Filipino?
Yeah, I think the thing about storytelling is it's universal, and I believe when it comes to Filipino experiences, which we are part of that Filipino experience, because identity, despite the sea between places and where people go, because the world is so global, there are different identities and experiences from different cultures and different places of the world, and our job is just to tell the part of what we experience. But I think there are crossovers, and I think that's what's resonated well with the FAMAS nom. And, you know, I want to also thank Miss Donna B. Sanchez, Megavision Integrated Resources, and Sir Ricky Lee, screenwriter and a chairman of the jury at FAMAS. It's just, you know, like, clearly people out there understand and get what we're doing, that they're very established Filipino film people. And, you know, the FAMAS has been around for 67 years. And I guess the stories are universal, so... Yeah, big thanks to everyone involved with that too.
When you were watching people watch your film, did you, Selena, find yourself being an outsider looking in, or someone from the inside looking through a wider lens?
Yeah, well, I missed the screening at Sinag Maynila, so I saw it from an Australian audience perspective, which I think is vastly different to how the Filipino community viewed our story, I would say from the outside looking in, for me, seeing storylines and seeing things not quite hit hit a mark of understanding from an Australian audience perspective, which I thought was really interesting because I do identify myself as quite Australian. I grew up in a small town, but there will always be those slight cultural differences, which obviously we aim to break down. And you know,
what about you, Matthew? You've been coming in and out to Manila. What was it like for you? Were you Matthew Victor Pastor de Pinoy or Matthew Victor Pastor, the Australian who is Pinoy, or Pinoy who's Australian? Or is it both?
I think for me, I do always feel a little bit like a fish out of water. Mm-hmm. Do feel a little bit uncomfortable in my own skin, but that's part of my identity and that's part of what I'm figuring out, and it's actually what my films stand for. And I think in the, diaspora of Filipino cinema, that's what it stands for too. So in some ways, the personal element of my work is that I am very integrated with that part of the art. Whether the characters are dark or they deal with it in poetic or mysterious or controversial ways, that might not necessarily be me. But the part that is personal is the struggle and the identity. So I think feeling that way happens to me not just in the Philippines, but even when I go to Filipino parties in Melbourne or family events, because my family had a very different Filipino experience to the other Filipino Australians. But I do know there are other Filipino Australians and Filipino Americans and Filipinos all around the world who have had similar experiences as me, where some part of their Filipino identity was denied for a period of their life by the people that raised them. Yes. And then at a certain point was reintroduced by their own will, because they need to, or we need to find who we are. And that's part of my story. I'm not sure about...
No, I feel exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting that I've sort of had to connect with the Filipino community and gone out of my way to do so now as a young adult. So I've had to make that connection and reach out myself. But I also do find a huge sense of homecoming when I visit the Philippines. There's not that I've grown up there, but there's a huge sense of, I don't know, it's just, I don't know.
Belonging?
It's just a sense of home. I don't know if it's the food or the smells of the Philippines, or just, you know, the people, the energy there, but you do, there is a massive connection that occurs within yourself when you go to your homeland.
And I feel that in my bones when I'm there. It's not something that I can even explain, it's deep in the core. Now the part where I sometimes feel a little bit uncomfortable, that's probably always going to be there, but there's something else that happens that transforms inside me, and to some extent that's part of my, I guess, life plan. I do actually want to end up living back home. That's part of what I want to be.
Is it because, like, when I go back home, I don't have to explain who I am?
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Like,
people just automatically assume you're Pinoy. Mm. And you don't have to tell them why you are, who you are, or why you're like this.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that is... And then I open my mouth, and then you can hear this accent, and then suddenly...
Oh, so where are you from?
And it happens all over again. But it's different, because it's hard to explain, but it's not coming from the same place that it comes from when in Australia. Yeah. It's a different feeling. It's a different... it comes from a different perspective, but also... To honor that perspective, part of my plan, yes, is to go back, live in the Philippines, and it's something I'm working on, getting a bit more into a position where I can do that financially too. And I think that's going to be a part of my late adult identity, to actually just really, really honor that identity and do it. Because,
but first, going back home for the awards night.
Yeah.
Yes, for the awards night. And you know what? Music is such a beautiful category to be nominated in, because it is so integral to our Filipino-ness.
It's something that when we watch a film, we hardly take notice, but it's something that makes the whole film come together, isn't it?
Yeah,
and changes. In this case, it's actually a pop-punk musical.
Yes.
So what other category that Melodrama Random Melbourne should be nominated in, you know?
Yeah.
We wish you luck, Selena.
Thank you.
And Matthew, and have fun in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yes, it's always more fun in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.